BBC News with Fiona MacDonald. Donald Trump says he will keep parts of President Obama's Affordable Care Act, despite pledging to abolish it during the election campaign. The US president-elect announced the change of policy in his first major interview since his victory on Tuesday. The billionaire businessman also said he would not take his presidential salary. Mr. Trump has put his vice president-elect Mike Pence in charge of the team overseeing the transition. It includes the former House Speaker Newt Gingrich and Rudolph Giuliani, who was mayor of New York during the September the 11th attacks. Three of Mr. Trump's children are joining the transition team. Tens of thousands of police officers in riot gear are being deployed in the South Korean capital Seoul to control an anti-government protest today. Protesters are demanding the resignation of President Park Geun-hye over her friendship with a woman accused of trying to extort money from South Korean companies. England and Scotland have played a World Cup qualifier wearing poppy emblems in defiance of a ban on political gestures by World Football's governing body, FIFA. Both teams wore them to commemorate Remembrance Day in honour of military personnel killed in wars. An explosion has struck the Bagram Air Base in Afghanistan, the largest US military installation in the country. The local district governor said at least three people had been killed and 15 wounded. Talks aimed at resolving the political crisis in Venezuela have resumed in the capital, Caracas. The left-wing president, Nicolas Maduro, is meeting opposition leaders to try to stabilise a country badly hit by food shortages. Mr. Maduro is refusing to bow to demands for a recall referendum. And an unusual bug on the social media website Facebook has briefly labelled many people as dead. At one point, the message appeared on the co-founder Mark Zuckerberg's profile.